Blog Talk Radio. Welcome, welcome to On Fire to Inspire with your host, Miss On Fire to Inspire herself, Aaliyah Butler. I want to thank you guys so much for taking the time to join us this evening. You could have been doing anything because we all wear many hats. We live busy lives, but I thank you, and I don't take it for granted that you join us tonight on Fire to Inspire. I want to thank our sponsors for sowing into this fertile ground. Experiencing the Greatness of God in the Spiritual Realm is by Evangelist Alexandra Townsend. She has been a great, great porter from the day of us launching on our own On Fire to Inspire Network. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Her book is entitled Experiencing the Greatness of God in the Spiritual Realm. Her name is Evangelist Alexandra Townsend, and her books are available on all of your online book outlets. Lee and Lee Productions presents the stage play that you don't want to miss, Solid as One. Can this family be broken by unforgiveness? There are two shows coming up this coming Sunday, April 30th at 4:30 and 7:30 p.m. at Synchronicity Theater, located here in Atlanta at 1545 Peachtree Street, Northeast Atlanta, Georgia, 30309. We heard from the lead last week, and I'm telling you, they have a power couples ministry and a powerful testimony. But again, the name of that show is Solid as One, and they have two shows, April 30th, 4:30 and 7:30 at Synchronicity Theater at 1545 Peachtree Street, Northeast Atlanta, 30309. We have Unique Expression by Design with Angelise Washington, where she makes your dreams a reality. If there's anything that you need personalized or customized, whether it's for your business or personal needs, T-shirts, family reunion T-shirts, pens, mugs, journals, whatever it is, Angelise Washington with Unique Expression by Design will take care of you. Hair and Beauty Bar specializes in all of your hair care and beauty needs, from braids, natural hair, sew-ins, quick weaves, lock maintenance, lashes, makeup, and much, much more. Call Roz and schedule your appointment today at 404-599-3712. Again, that's Roz Hair and Beauty Bar, 404-599-3712. Any of the pictures when I'm preparing for an event, you see the hair on point, the makeup, the lashes, that's by Ms. Roz at Roz Hair and Beauty Bar. So I'm telling you, get your appointment and go get yourself pampered. Third Heaven Sound is our final sponsor of the night. In Third Heaven Sound, it's not just music, it's a sound. And I thank God for each and every person. But Third Heaven Sound with Vincent Lynch, I'm telling you, this is a minstrel from heaven. And I'm telling you, his CDs are available on Reverb Nation as well as CD Baby. And oh my goodness, the guy is so gifted. And if you love jazz, you love a sound to just get you in a place of relaxation and worship, I'm telling you, go out to Reverb Nation and CD Baby, and I'm telling you, you will truly, truly be blessed. Thank you again to each and every one of our sponsors. And if you want to sponsor and so on to this, we are still splitting our special of $25 for the entire month. I actually announce it on the show for only $25, and I share it on all of our social media outlets, and so many people have been blessed by sewing in to this ministry. So thank you to each and every sponsor. Well, guys, tonight I tell you, topic is your current situation is not your future. Now, here's the irony in all this thing. I have my shows booked a month to 2 months in advance, but for this particular show, I had just nothing in that slot. And the Holy Spirit said, because it was for me to download it into you right then. And so he gave me the topic yesterday morning, And the topic, again, is your current situation is not your future. And then he told me who my guest was, and guess what? She was available, Minister Adija Gaddy. I'm telling you, I'm just so blessed to have her. So we want to welcome, Ms. Adija Gaddy, Minister Adija Gaddy, to the platform. Welcome, woman of God. How are you this beautiful evening?
I am well. I'm telling you, I'm well. I'm excited. I feel the strength of God. And so when I tell you, God has just been doing some great things. He's been moving. And so I just give him glory and honor. I feel good on today. I really do. I feel good on today.
Amen. 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 I tell you, it's such a blessing to be in the number, as the old folks say, but it's a blessing to understand who you are in the body of Christ, isn't it? Understanding your identity.
Oh, absolutely.
yes, and
absolutely.
Yes. Amen. Well, I want you to introduce yourself to the On Fire to Inspire audience.
Okay, well, my name is Minister Adija Gaddy. I live in St. Louis, Missouri. I am over Pecuria Ministries, and Pecuria Ministries is a women's empowerment ministry. It basically builds self-esteem, builds confidence, and we pretty much get together once a month and inspire women to maximize their full potential. And so I am just excited to even be on the radio show on today, because I just believe that God has a word on today. And so he's just moving. He's really moving. Amen.
Amen, and that is so, so very true. And you know what people got to realize is you got to slow down enough to hear his voice. And I tell you, it's so beautiful when you sit down and just let him talk to you. You know, we always talking, we're always moving. But when you just sit down, be still, and let him talk back to you, there is nothing like it. Nothing like it. Wouldn't you agree?
I absolutely do agree. It's so important that you take that moment, you take that time out to hear from the Lord, because you could get so busy in your day thinking that you're accomplishing things, and yet it ain't got nothing to do with the Lord. So you always have to be open. You always have to make sure that you're listening to the Spirit. And one thing I was just telling you, Aaliyah, is that God is always speaking. The point is, are we listening? He's always speaking.
All right.
But sometimes we just have to slow down and say, okay, God, I need to hear a word from you. And he will speak. We just have to get to a place where we get in that quiet place and not allowing anything to distract that quiet place.
Yes. 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 And yes. Yes, ma'am. You know, many times we're so busy, like you said, busy doing nothing, busy being busy. And we miss the voice. We miss everything he's saying. And I remember when I got laid off a couple of years ago, I was in IT for 15 years, and the Lord was like, okay, you're not going to walk out on faith. Well, let me just pull this rug off from under you. And so I was like, woo. But I was so busy that I didn't hear him. I was busy with the fundraising and volunteer work, busy with the job, busy with the writing, busy with everything. And he said, you're just too busy. And there was a piece that I wrote called Unclogging Your Ears. And it's so funny because it's talking about unclogging your spiritual ears, not your physical ears, but your spiritual ears. Isn't that powerful?
Hello.
You know, what blessed me, though, as I was, you know, sensitive to the voice of the Lord, and I heard him giving a topic yesterday, and I heard him say your name. And I said, well, Lord, I hope she's available. And when you reached out to me and said, I'm available, I said, God, that's you. Because that was a God thing, even with a meeting, what, about 2 months ago when you met Atlanta?
Yes, I met you in Atlanta, and that was awesome. We really had a good time in Atlanta. I have to make sure that I come back, because it was awesome. We had a really good time.
Yes.
Did you enjoy
yourself?
Yes,
ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Oh, yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. And it was like everything you were saying was just confirming. And so, you know, I just came to support my sister in Christ Blossom at her event. But the Lord said, okay, you got to speak some life into some people and remind them they've been chosen. And so when I shared that piece, you were like, hey, wait a minute, come here. So that was definitely a God thing. Definitely a God thing. So the topic tonight is so prophetic. It's your current situation is not your future. What does this topic mean to you?
Oh, wow. I can go on and on with that topic. And I tell you, it has been so much going on behind the scenes. And when I tell you, you can go through a place of tears and go through a place of suffering, and that can be your current situation. I remember when I was going through so much, and people just see the highlight now, but they don't understand that I was crying every day. Amen. And I remember my situation where I was crying about I was crying about everything. I was miserable. I'm like, God, why this ain't working? You know, why I feel so empty? Why I don't feel fulfilled in life and stuff like that? And God began to minister to me, and he began to show me there's purpose deep down on the inside of you, because it was at a point where I didn't even feel like it. I didn't even think that I had a purpose. I didn't even feel like I had anything to offer to anybody. I just felt really, really hopeless. And so God began to just minister to me. And when he said, you know what, I am going to use your pain to bless people around you, everything that you was crying about, everything that walked out on you, everything that made you feel worthless, I am going to use that for my glory. And as I can say right now, God is doing it right now. So I believe that your current situation, I'm talking about things that you may have lost, relationships, I'm talking about your job you may have lost, anything that you have lost, God said it is not over. And I am reminded that he that begins a good work in you, he will bring it out to a full completion. So if God starts something in you, I'm telling you, he will bring that thing out, and he will make sure that it ain't about you, but he'll make sure that he's going to get some glory out of that situation. He's going to get glory. And so when I think about your current situation, I just think about every bad situation that you may be facing right now is not over. It is not over. Mm-hmm. God got great things in store for you, but we have to stay the course. Sometimes we look so deep at the situation, we be looking at the problem, and then we want to give up. And I can say that because I was there, and I kept saying, okay, God, I don't want to do it. You know, I quit this thing. I quit so many times on my mind. I don't want to run this race, you know. But we have to get to the point where we keep our eyes off of our issues, off of our problems, and keep it fixed on Jesus. Because when we keep our eyes fixed on him, he can bring us to that expected end. But we have to make sure that our eyes are fixed on him and not on the problem.
Honey, you done said a mouthful. And it's so funny that you said that scripture, because that was a scripture that God spoke to me. He said, I am going to complete the work that I've begun. And he said, make sure that that's released. So you released that word, girl. And I'm so glad you did. And so if for any of you who need to go back and reference that, that's Philippians 1:6. But in the English Standard of Translations, it says, and I am sure of this, that he who began a good work in you will bring it to completion at the day of Jesus Christ. So, you know, your situation right now, it may look dim, but tell your situation who your God is. Tell your situation who you are. Because if you are your father's child and he is King of Kings and Lord of Lords, then you're royalty. That makes you royalty. So you got to understand who you are and walk that thing out. Walk in the royalty that you are. Speak for what you want to see and stop speaking what you currently see. I learned that from my pastor, Apostle Zoe Leggett. I tell you, that blessed me to. She said, if you keep speaking what you're currently seeing, well, you're going to keep getting what you're currently seeing. She said, but I dare you to start speaking what you want to see versus what you currently see. I said, my God, my God.
Amen. I'm telling you, we can prophesy over our future. We can begin to speak things. The Bible says that there's death and life in the power of the tongue. So we have the power to speak against our dark situations and begin to change some things in our lives. But we have to believe it. We have to believe what the word of the Lord is saying. Amen.
Amen. Amen. And you know, many times people have been through some things and they allow their past to dictate their future. But God said, I didn't tell you to do that. Who are you to allow that thing to tell you who you are when I called you chosen, when I called you victorious, when I called you triumphant? Who are you to tell that situation, allow that situation to tell you who you are? No, you're not downtrodden. You're not just some mamsy pamsy chaotic vessel. No, you are a spirit being that I live in. And if I choose to dwell and live in you, then you are triumphant. You shall be victorious because I've already gotten the victory for you over 2,000 years ago. So, man, when I tell you, my God, yes.
I feel like running.
You see?
I feel like running. Look, we on the
yes,
show.
Ma'am.
I feel like
yes,
running.
Amen. I tell you, you know, it's just a blessing to understand your identity in Christ, because the world will tell you something other than that. But whose report will you believe? Ain't that right, Minister Deej?
Oh, absolutely. Whose report will you believe? And when I tell you, it's so important that we believe in the report of the Lord. You have to understand who you are in God and who you belong to. Amen. And that God chose you. God has great things in store for you. And it's great things, but we have to tap into those great things. It just ain't going to happen overnight. You know, a lot of times I remember a long time ago, I was just trying to do things, but I didn't even know who I was in God. It's so important that you know who you are in God, because if you know who you are in God, you can be able to take authority over your situation, and you can begin to walk in your destiny. But if you don't know who you are, you're going to let the enemy begin to beat you up, beat up your family, beat up your finances, beat up everything that you have. But that's why God been telling me. He said, you know what? This is the season where we got to get in our position. He said, we are in spiritual warfare. We must be on our post. We must be in our place of prayer and be praying. You have to know who you are so that you can be able to do the things of God. If you don't know who you are, I'm telling you, the enemy is just going to keep attacking, and you got to know how to fight back. We can't fight back with our words. We can't fight back, you know, just going. We got to be able to fight back with the word of God. That's what we can do. We can fight back with the word of God, not with our flesh, but with the word of God, and just begin to speak life over our dark situation.
Yes, I agree. You know, last week in Bible study, Apostle Zoe said it starts in your mind. If you can control your mind and control your thoughts to line up with the word, then I am telling you, then you can shift some things, because if it's in your mind, it's in your heart, it's going to come out of your mouth. You understand what I'm saying? It's going to come out of your mouth, but you got to start with them in the mind. So what one of the things she said, I want you to do I want you to just sit down. She was telling us about it. So she said, I want you to sit down just a few minutes a day and assess your thoughts. See where how positive and how fruitful your thoughts are, because if they're not, then you need to start being intentional in the word on those thoughts, putting the words on your words. Because, see, I don't allow people to speak death in my presence. I tell them in a minute, no, you got to change that. You know, and one thing, you know, even in your teasing and playing, you know how people say it's something all the time. Baby, words have power. I don't say that anymore, because I'm not setting up something else to happen. But what I say is, I declare and decree that I have the victory in all things that he has caused me to triumph. And so I tell you, I understand. I understand the power of the words, the power of our thoughts, the power of our mind in Christ Jesus. Amen.
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 The Bible says that we should let this mind be in us, which is also in Christ Jesus. So it's so important that we renew our mind daily, begin to renew our mind, because the enemy, He's always trying to attack us in our minds. He's always trying to bring doubt. He's always trying to bring fear. He's always trying to stop you and let you know that you can't do it. But the Bible says that we can do it. And so your strength, it comes from the Lord. Amen. And so it's so important that we ask God to help us to control our thoughts, help us to think on those things that are pure, think on those things that are lovely and acceptable and admirable unto God.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. And yes, ma'am. You know, Romans 12:2 tells us, you know, the King James Version says, do not be conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewal of your mind, that by testing you, you may discern what is the will of God, what is good and acceptable and perfect. So I'm like, okay, God, it starts with the renewing of my mind because it's already mine, but I got to shift my mind to be intentional about knowing that it's mine, understanding that it's mine, and coming into agreement with what the word says, because he's already said I have the victory.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen to that.
Amen.
Ooh,
yes,
amen to
ma'am.
That.
Yes, ma'am. But, you know, many people get caught up in, well, you don't know this. Yeah, I'm not negating that it happened. I'm not. But you got to stand up. I was speaking in South Carolina last year, and the Lord said, tell them to awaken, arise, and move. Because, see, so many people were slumbering. So many people were just stagnant. He said, tell them it's time to awaken, arise, and move. And then some of the things that he was saying throughout the year to us, he was saying it's time to be strategic. It's time to be intentional, and it's time to move with momentum. So I just tell you, that blessed me so. And I remember those words as he placed them upon me. I keep them in my heart, and I keep continuing to declare what I want to see until it manifests. You know, and I've had people tell me, you know, girl, you prayed for me, or you sent me a text of prayer, and I start feeling better. And I'm like, because you received your healing. God already did it. You know, when you're not feeling well, it's not about you're sick. It's about you're defending your healing, because, see, sickness and disease, it can't conquer you. He's already bore all that for us. So I just give God praise. I just give God praise. So despite the past, despite the current situation, it's not your future. So don't allow the enemy to tell you that. Take control of your thoughts. Take control of your words and watch God move. What you think, Minister Adina?
Amen. Absolutely. And I agree. I totally agree with that. And you know what? We have to be careful even with our eyesight. You know, you said take control of your thoughts and your mind. It's important we take control of our eyesight. Amen. We have to make sure that we're not so caught on what we see. The Bible says that we shall walk by faith and not by sight. So we have to understand that what we see, God is going to do something greater than what we see right now. You may see a lot of trials. You may see a lot of pain. You may be going through so much in your life, but you have to understand that what you see is not the end. Amen. One thing that I know about God, He's a spirit, and God is working behind the scenes. He's working behind the scenes for things. While you sleeping, He's working on it. Amen. And while you thinking that He has forgotten about your situation, I'm telling you, God is working on that situation. And you have to believe that. Yes. We have to stand on the word of God saying, you know what? God is working this thing out. Even if I don't see it, even if I don't believe that He's about to do it, I have to understand and know that He is working this thing out for my favor. Amen. And it's so important to do that. And the reason why I say that, because a lot of times we get so caught up what we see, and we stop right there. We paralyze ourselves because we look at a situation and you say, you know what, I don't believe. I don't believe that God can do it. Well, God is bigger than your situation. God is bigger than everything that you think He can't do. He can do the impossible in your situation, in your darkest moment. And the reason why I'm saying that is because He did it for me, and I know that He's still the same God yesterday, today, and forevermore. God don't change. Our situation may change, but God don't change. If He said it, He's going to do it.
He's going to do it. If he said it, he's going to do it. And I believe that we have to stand on and still believe that we have a God that can meet every one of our expectations. He can go beyond our expectations. The Bible says that he can do exceedingly, abundantly, above all that we can ask, think. Amen. And so we have to understand that God can go above and beyond. He's the God of the universe, so he's in control of everything. We got to surrender and submit too. You know, throw it over to God. I always say that God been on me about this surrender and submit. You know, you don't see it, just give it over to God until you see something happen. You know, and I always tell myself this. I said, you know what? I done fought too many times, you know, and so I have to understand that I'm not about to give up out of this fight. I'm going to be like Jacob. Jacob, look, he was wrestling. Jacob wrestled with the angel. And you know what? He came out. He was hurt. He was bruised. But he said, look, I'm not going to move until you bless me. Why give up and cry and don't receive nothing? You might as well cry and look and keep on going till you get something out of it. And so I've made up in my mind, I'm fixed. I said, look, I'm not moving until you bless me. I remember, like I said, crying all the time, depressed about life, about everything, about my relationships, about my finances, about my job, about my education, about everything. But I made up in my mind. I made up in my mind. I said, look, I am not moving until you bless me. I'm not moving until you bless me. And I'm going to keep on fighting until I see the full manifestation. So you got to have that mindset that, you know what, I'm going to keep fighting until I see the full manifestation. Until I see everything that God promised me, I'm going to keep fighting. And how do you fight? You got to fight in prayer. You have to fight in prayer. Because the enemy don't want you to receive your blessing. He ain't playing. So why play with him? He ain't playing. Sure, I'm being real talk. He is not playing. So we got to get real, and we got to get on our post. And don't play with the devil, because he'll try everything to stop you. He do not want you to be happy. He don't want you to live a life of joy. He don't want you to experience the blessings of God. He wants you to be bowed down by your problems, by your situations. He wants you to just stay in a place of misery. And if he can do it, he will. Because he understands what you carry. He understands the power that's on the inside of you. He understands that. So that's why the fight is so hard. Let me tell you, God said, and then I'm going to go ahead and let you go. Woo, I said the Holy Ghost. But God said this. This is what he told me. He said, the greater the fight is, the greater the position. Woo, he told me that this week. He said, the greater the fight is, the greater the position. There's some things that God is trying to promote you to. There are some places that God is trying to take you to. There are some things that God is trying to connect you to. But he said, look, you got to keep on fighting. You got to keep fighting. The greater the fight, the greater the position. That's why it's warfare time. That's why the enemy is attacking your home. He ain't playing, because he understands that once you take your position, you're going to turn down his kingdom. Fight is not about us. We fight against the principalities. Amen. We fight against the kingdom of darkness. Woo-wee.
You know, I want to confirm something for you, because one of the things that the Lord was reminding me of, he said, the very things, tell them that the very things they thought was going to take them out, he said, I'm raising them up through it. So the thing that you thought was going to take you up, he said, take you out, he said, I'm raising you up. I'm raising you above, just like the eagle. You're soaring above those situations. You're soaring because there are no limits in me. So come out of that box. That's what he told me. I need you to come out of that box so that you can take me out of the box. He said, there are no limits on me, so therefore there are no limits on you. I said, my God, my God. So whoever that word is for, what was meant to take you out, God is raising you up. What? Bad marriage? Oh, whatever. You know, in a bad accident, you were raped, you were molested, whatever it was meant to take you out, God says, I'm raising you up. in this hour. Ooh. You just have to be still enough to hear his voice, to hear him say, daughter, son, whoever's listening, whether you're listening live or to the recording, I created you in my image, and therefore, hallelujah, you have a life of victory. Life is triumphant and victorious because you're created in my image. And if you're a Bible scholar, you need to go back to Genesis 1:27. That's your word right there, Genesis 1:27. He said you were created in his image. He created you in his image. So how can you be beneath when he says you're already above? How can you be in debt to anybody when he said you're already the person to supply the loan? You're the lender. Hallelujah. Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, my God. My God, my God.
You know what? That just made me think about when God dropped this in my spirit. He was like, the last shall be first. You may feel like you behind. You may feel like you last. You may feel like, you know, why everybody is going before me? Why don't seem like blessings is coming for me? Why don't seem like I'm being blessed? Why don't seem like my family is coming together? Why don't seem like my ministry is moving? Why it don't seem like? God just said, my God, he said the last shall be first. Amen. So I'm telling you, he will take that situation, hallelujah, and begin to elevate you. Amen. He will. I know he will do it because he is God. He's mighty, and he's mighty over your situation. He's mighty over every problem. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Hallelujah. For those of you just joining tonight, I have Minister Adijah Gaddy on the line with us. We are so blessed to have her. The topic tonight is your current situation is not your future. The Lord reminded me, he said, many times people just, they get stuck. He said, but how are you stuck when I have all power? How are you stuck when you were in my image? How are you stuck? And so all you got to do is shift your mindset and shift your words and come out of that carnal thinking, come out of that worldly thinking, and start speaking what the word says over your situation. Declare the word, like you said, spiritual. Declare the word over your thoughts. Declare the word over your words. Be intentional about your words. I don't say, oh, you made me sick. I don't even say that with plan. No, ma'am. And, you know, one of my sisters in Christ, you know how people say that ride or die chick? She said, uh-uh, she don't say that. She said, I say my ride or fly chick. So when she referred to her best friend. So it's power. There's so much power in your words. And you have to shift your words and your mindset to line up what he said. To line up what he said. Not what somebody told you, but what did he say about you? What did he say? I'm telling you, that blessed me. He said, even with this, he had me release this word to somebody. He said, tell them I'm taking them back to raise them up. I said, what, Lord? He said, tell them I'm taking them back to raise them up. So sometimes it looks kind of dumb. Or you had to move back into an apartment or you had to come out of this situation that looked like it was hopeless. He said, but all power is still in my hands, but I had to raise you, to take you back to raise you up. Because he don't want anyone to get the glory but him. So when the situation looks to be hopeless, then you know it's nobody but him. Nobody but him getting the glory. Because he said, I will get the glory out of your story. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I don't care what the doctor say about your health. He said you're already healed because I did that for you on the cross. I did it for you on the cross. So you receive your healing. He said, your mind, you're having issues with your mind. He said, proclaim victory over your mind because soberness of mind is yours. Peace is yours. The world didn't give it to you. I gave you that. Don't allow the world to take your joy, your peace. I said, well, my God. My God, my God. Hallelujah.
Ooh.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
You know, when I was listening to you when you said, when you was like, okay, God is taking you back. You know, but sometimes God will take you back just so he can minister to you. That way he can make sure that your soul is anchored in him before he elevates you. He has to make sure so that when he elevates you, you understand where your strength comes from. You understand who brought you out of darkness. You understand, you know, it was God that was on your side when all your friends then left. You understand who was with you and who was for you. You understand? So sometimes God do have to take you back to that place. Go back to your first love. Go back to those situations. Go back to reading. Go back to praying. Go back to studying so that he can begin to minister to you and let you know that he's still God. He's still reigning. He's still over your situation. Even though you feel like it's big, he like, look, daughter, it's small to me. I'm bigger than that situation. Daughter, I can fix that in a twinkling of an eye. I can turn that thing around for your good. For the Bible says in Romans 8:28 that all things work together for the good of those who love the Lord, to those who have been called unto his purpose. So I'm telling you, God will turn that situation around for your good, for your favor. Amen. And so understand that if you feel like, okay, God, I'm back in this place, I don't understand why I'm back here, know that God wants to minister to you. He wants to anchor you. He wants you to understand that he's God. And there is no one, no man, no relationship. Come on, hello. There's no man. There's no money. There's nothing that was with you, that was able to get you through your situation, but it was only me. And so God will get you to the point where you understand that it's only me. It's only me. It's the Lord. It's the Lord. And I'm a living witness. I'm a living witness that it's the Lord that gave me strength. So I know if he can give me the strength to carry on, he can give you the strength in every dark situation that you are facing. If you feel like losing your mind right now, if you just feel like giving up, throwing in the towel, nope, it's not so. I remember when I felt like just giving up, just throwing in the towel, God said, nope, it's not so. Daughter, I got something great in you. Daughter, it's some great things in you. Daughter, it's some things that need to come out of you. Come out of you now. Amen. And so I'm telling you, there are some things that's on the inside of you, and I decree and declare that those things must come out now. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hey.
No more dormancy. No more dormancy. Activated. Activated is the word. Activated.
Ooh.
Empowered and activated. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. You know, there was a young lady that I was talking to, and the Lord said, tell her I've caused her to prosper. I said, what, Lord? He said, tell her I have caused her to prosper. Prosper in what? Prosper in your health. Prosper in your finances. Prosper in everything that concerns you. I have caused you to prosper. I said, oh, Lord, I receive that word for myself, because you know you can do that. You can say, well, Lord, you know what? Yeah, I take that as well for me. I receive that for me. Ain't nothing wrong with you receiving a word that someone else has had released to them for you. Hallelujah. If he's caused her to prosper, guess what? He's caused you to prosper as well. I have caused you to prosper. I said, my God, hallelujah, hallelujah.
You said a mouthful.
So if he's caused us to prosper, if he's caused us to prosper, why are we sitting around him moping? What? What? No, not so. Not so. So arise, awaken, arise, and move. Awaken, arise, and move. Move where? Move forth in everything he's called you to. You know, so many times life happens, and people start putting down their dreams, and they set them down. And God said, I want you to go back to the beginning and watch my hand. That's what some of the things that he taught me recently. And I said, go back to the beginning and watch your hand. And there were some things that I actually went to a notebook. I hadn't seen in forever. And there were some things I had written down that he taught me to do. He said, go back to the beginning and watch my hand. And so that's a word that somebody needs to go back to the beginning. And there were some things that he birthed in you, but life happened and you stopped dreaming. Life happened and you put it on pause. He said, unpause it because it's time to move forward. It's time to go forth. It's time to launch. I said, my God, my God, my God. Hallelujah. See, when you understand who you are and you come into your true identity. See, I'm being transparent tonight because I normally don't get transparent like this, Minister Adija. See, people don't understand that before I understood my identity, I wouldn't pray for nobody out loud. Oh, what we doing right now? Oh, I wouldn't have done this. Are you kidding me? No. But that's because the enemy had me confused about my identity. But because I understand who I am in the body of Christ, I'm a true intercessor. I am who God has called me to be, regardless of what anybody else says about me. I'm called. He's caused me to triumph. So now he says, tell them it's time to stop existing, start living the life that I created for them to live. And I said, okay, who can he better use than somebody he has told you that work for yourself? It ain't something I read. It ain't something somebody told me. I was there. And that's what you just said a moment ago about your situation. I was there. And who can better be a display of his glory than someone who was there? My God. Girl, you're going to make me get up and run, too.
You know what? But you said a mouthful. You said something. When you, this is what you said. You was like, if God did a blessing, you can receive the blessing as well. And a lot of times people take their eyes off of their situations and start looking at someone else's situation and wishing that they can have that, you know. And I just want to encourage whoever that may be on the line, God got something uniquely designed for you. He has something
tailor-made.
Great for you. Amen. You don't even have to want what they had. You don't have to because there's something great that's designed only for you. Only you you will be able to fulfill it. Only you will be able to carry it. Only you have that great thing on the inside of you. And that's why I believe that this is the season where God is pulling those great things out of people. He's like, look, daughter, I'm pulling it out. You will no longer be able to hold on to that. I'm pulling everything that you didn't even think you can be able to do. I'm about to pull it out of you in this season. Everything that you didn't even feel like you was capable, I'm about to pull it out of you in this season. And so it's so important that we keep our eyes not on someone else's, but keep your eyes on Jesus, because I'm telling you, God got something for you. Amen. You can receive the blessings too. Amen. God ain't he ain't no stingy guy, and he ain't trying to compare either. God is a great guy. If he can bless that sister over there, he can bless you too. Amen. God ain't stingy. God got enough blessings for everybody. He ain't forgot about your situation. He going to do it big for you too. Amen. You got to understand that God going to do that thing big for you. He's going to do it. I receive that. Ooh, hallelujah. He's going to do it big for you. You got to receive that.
Yes. Now, I'm on piggyback off of what you just said. And he even said, I'm bringing those out of that background into the forefront. You've been hidden for far too long. It's time for you to come to the forefront. And so that was a word that the Lord even gave me through my pastor about three and a half years ago, and I launched a show, I launched a book about 3.5 years ago. I launched a book 3 years ago come May 31st, and then I launched a show December of 2014, December 9th. And so, but the Lord had that word come forth about 6 months prior, and the Lord said, it's time for you to rise up. It's time to come out of the background and come to the forefront. So I don't know who that's for right there, but you've been hiding too long. You've been hiding too long. God said it's time for you to rise up and do the work that I've called you to.
You just confirmed. Look, that word was for me. I receive it. I promise you, God told me that. I promise you, man. We got to just take a moment and praise God. I promise you, God spoke that thing. You is blessing me on tonight. God spoke that thing to me. And when I tell you, he said, look, you've been hidden too long. Because for a long time, I didn't say anything. You know, I wanted to kind of like speak a word, but I'd be fearful of what people think about me. And I wouldn't even do what God tell me to do because I was so bound by people. I said, no, I'm bringing you from the back to the front, and you better speak what I say. And look, I'm just like, you know what, either you like it or you don't. I'm going to say what thus says the Lord, because you know why? You ain't the one that's going to be able to judge me. It's going to be the Lord to say, did you do what I tell you to do on Judgment Day?
Hallelujah. You know, I don't want blood on my hands for anybody. I want to do everything that God has called to. You know, if he says, you know, and a lot of times when you're so sensitive to his voice, you will stop by a store and you have no clue why you stopped by that store. And it may have been just to smile at somebody or just to give them an encouraging word. And you're like, well, Lord, I didn't even need nothing from that store. But because you were obedient, he got to bless you. I'm telling you, it's all about walking in obedience, doing what he said do. I'm telling you, it's time to stop doubting yourself. It's time to stop second guessing, because, see, that was me. That was me. Well, I think I heard the Lord say, he said, stop that already. Stop. Because, yes, you heard me clearly. You heard me clearly. Yes, I've called you. I've called you to prosper. I've caused you to prosper. You are a triumphant people. You are my remnants in this hour with my heart. And it's time for you to do what I've called you to do. It's time for me to get the glory out of your story. It's time for people to see me through you. It's time. Hallelujah. You know it's the glory of God when you somewhere and a child you don't know just come out of nowhere and just come hug you. That's the glory of God, the love of God on the inside of you, that baby picked up and just come run and hug you. My God, because you have his heart. You have his heart. You're being intentional about your words. You're being intentional about your worship. You're being intentional about everything he's called you to, because it's no longer about you, it's about him. And when you don't have ulterior motives, I promise you, you will see his hand like never before. You will see his hand like never before. My goodness. Woo. My God. I tell you, Mr. Deezer, this is blessed me. I don't know if anybody else being blessed on this line tonight, but I'm telling you, it has blessed me, because the Lord said that this was going to be him. None of this was scripted, y'all. The Lord just gave me the topic yesterday, and I just talked to her about 24 hours ago, about 26 hours ago. But the Lord gave me this topic, and he said she was the guest. And I just thank God that she's available. I thank God for your obedience. I just give God praise for you allowing him to use you in this hour, because I'm telling you, everything that I'm doing, I wouldn't have done 4 years ago. I would not have. But he says, I've caused you to prosper, and I've caused you to rise up. I've called you to rise. So no more sleeping, no more slumbering. It's time to walk in every gift, every talent, every ability. So you know what? Since you were declaring some things, I want you to make a declaration of all of the their gifts to be activated and operating in their gifts. Can you make that declaration for me, woman of God?
Hallelujah. Well, I decree and declare that every gift that's been laying dormant in the name of Jesus, that it must arise and waken in the name of Jesus. That prophetic gift, I decree and declare that it shall be released in this hour, in this season. I decree and declare that if you have a gift of teaching, you will be able to operate in your gift in the name of Jesus. If you are intercessory, I decree and declare that you're going back to your position, you're going back to your place, and you're going to a place of prayer like never before, praying in season and out of season. In the name of Jesus, I decree and declare that whatever it is that's laying dormant, if you have a gift of help, I decree and declare that you will be able to assist. You will have the boldness and confidence to be able to do all things that what God has given you in the name of Jesus, because God is your strength on today. In the name of Jesus, I decree and declare that God is about to release you in the name of Jesus. I plead the blood, and we believe it, that it's working right now. We believe it, that it's working right now in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah.
In the name of Jesus.
I feel the presence
Hallelujah.
Of God. I feel the presence
yes.
of God.
Mm-hmm.
I just believe that God is giving people boldness and confidence
yes.
in this season. God is awakening
mm-hmm.
up everything. God is removing
mm-hmm.
shame. He's removing guilt. He's
mm-hmm.
removing fear. He's
mm-hmm.
removing insecurities.
Mm-hmm.
He's removing low self-esteem.
Mm-hmm.
I'm talking about God
Thank
is removing
you, Jesus.
Those things. Everything that's been keeping us so bound by fear and that's been keeping us paralyzed, I believe that God is breaking the chains of the enemy in the name of Jesus so that we can be able to walk and be free and do the work and the will of the Lord.
Yes, God. Yes, God. Yes, God. Hallelujah. I tell you, I mean, if you're listening right now live or you're listening to the recording, receive that word because I'm telling you, it's time. It's time. The time is now. No more waiting on everything to get perfect. No, he says, I've caused you to prosper. So it's time for you to go in it. It's time to move forth. Move forth. No more stagnation. We bind it in Jesus' name. No more stagnation.
Amen.
But your life is fruitful. Your life is blessed. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Woo.
Those creative ideas, those witty ideas, we release them to be released out of you now. In the mighty name
Hallelujah.
Of Jesus, that creativity
yes,
that he has on the inside of you just bubbling up and bubbling over. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus. No more stagnation or dormancy. None. It's bound. Because you know the Lord has given us the keys and the power and authority to bind some things. He said if we bind them on earth, they're bound in heaven. So if we loose some stuff on earth, it's loose in heaven. So we've bound and loosed some things. And I just give God praise. I just give God praise for your obedience, woman of God. I give God praise for your obedience. Hallelujah.
I'm telling you, I feel the presence of God. I feel his presence on
yes.
tonight. Do you feel
yes,
his presence on
yes,
tonight?
Ma'am. Yes, ma'am, I do.
He's in the
yes,
building.
Ma'am, I do.
He's in the building.
It is so sweet. It is so sweet. Yes, there's nobody like him. Nobody like him. Nobody like him. And, you know, I think that there are some people that are wanting to share something. And I don't know if they're going to step up. Remember, guys, there's no fear. There's no doubt. So if God is unctioning you to press one and share with us tonight, whether it's, you know, something impacted you, the declaration, the word release, some of the scriptures, whatever it is that's impacting you tonight, you can press one. We're going to bring you live with us because somebody else needs to hear that. Here we go. We got a live person already. I know I felt that. Good evening. Good evening. Welcome to On Fire to Inspire.
Good evening. How y'all doing tonight?
Good evening.
Good evening. How y'all doing?
We're doing good. How are you?
I'm wonderful. My name is Elder Trevette, and I just really want to thank you all for this word. I got on late, so I don't want to go back to recording, but I am just receiving, receiving, receiving. And I know this is nobody but God that's speaking to me. I know this is nobody but God by the power of the Holy Ghost, because I'm like, wow, Lord, even in my spirit, I have been thinking on some things, and you all just have been just speaking what I have been thinking on and just kind of just talking to God about. And it's just really a blessing to hear how God will confirm his position in your life. And I just really want to give God praise for you all and thank God for you, because you all are just like I said, speaking to my spirit, and I receive. And I'm not going to say this is a good word. I'm saying this is a received word tonight. So I give God praise to you, ladies. Amen.
Thank God. Amen. Amen. Well, thank you so much for pressing that one in obedience, because that blessed us to know that that word was for you and that it was received. So we just give God glory. And you continue to remind yourself when things try to come up and tell you something otherwise, remind yourself of that word. Remind yourself
thank
of that word.
Amen.
Yes. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you so much.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. If we have another person that would like to share, press one. We'd like to, we would love to bring you on with us. If you want to share anything, you know, if that word just, I mean, whatever that's on your heart right now, I'm telling you, it is such a blessing thing has blessed me. You know, and I understand now when you hear preachers say, I preach myself happy. I understand it now. I understand that thing. I do. I really do. I really do. My God. My God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. I tell you, it's just, it's something else. Okay, we got another caller. Here we go. Welcome to All Friday Inspire. Who do we have with us tonight?
Good evening, Aaliyah. This is Wakinda. How are you?
Great. How are you this evening, woman of God?
Can you hear me? I'm outside.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Praise God for you, woman of God. I actually don't even know your name, but and I got on the show really, really late, but I came on at the time where Aaliyah said, you've been declaring some things, so I need you to continue to declare. And when I tell you, you talked about the Spirit of God, I do feel the presence of the Father. And when you began to decree and declare, I said, yes, Lord. And so I said, my God, this is God right here. And so I truly appreciate God for you being led by the Spirit and decreeing and declaring and releasing, hallelujah, the gift and calling every gift, you know, out of the people. And I truly appreciate God for it. Hallelujah. And I'm in total agreement. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes.
Amen.
Thank you so much.
Amen. Glory to God.
I appreciate that.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. Thank you so much for joining us. Appreciate that, Mr. Kendall.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Thank you.
Yes.
Ooh, Lord. I thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Anybody else, press 1. If that, you know, if you want to share how that blessed you, whatever it is that God's placing on your heart, I'm telling you, I felt that some people had to say something. And I thank God for Elder Trevette and Minister Wakinda pressing 1. And I tell you, because I felt it. It was so strong. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. See, the Lord told me it's time to get comfortable being uncomfortable, because there's no such thing as a comfort zone and being complacent right now. He said, where I'm taking you, you can't get comfortable. So I'm telling you, whoever that's for, go ahead and receive that. Go ahead and receive it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Well, Minister Adija, tell us how we can follow you, because I know you got a show getting ready to come up shortly. So tell us how we can follow you, how we can, you know, continue to stay abreast of what you're doing, where you are. Tell us that information, please.
Absolutely. My name is Minister Adija Gaddy, which is A-D-I-J-A. Last name is G-A-D-D-Y. You can reach me on Facebook under Adija Gaddy, or you can go on to Peculiar Ministries Facebook page as well. Also, you can reach me on my website, which is www.peculiarministries.org. And when I tell you, God is just moving, some things are being released. I will be releasing a book coming up. It's called You Are God's Unique Treasure, and that is on May the 27th. And I believe that this book is going to bless a lot of people, because I'm telling you, I put a lot of my issues and a lot of the things that I faced in life, and I just began to just talk about how I struggled with low self-esteem, how I did not know who I was, you know. And you have to understand, if you don't know who you are, you don't know how to be able to really walk in purpose. And so it's pretty much kind of breaking that down, knowing your worth, knowing your value. So you can reach me on Facebook. You can reach me on Facebook.
Amen. On the On Fire to Inspire, who do we have joining us tonight?
Hello.
Hello. Hi.
Hi. This is Bernie.
You're live with Aaliyah.
This is Bernie. Amen.
You're enjoying the show, Miss?
Yes, I am. I'm enjoying it very much. Thank you for it. Very good.
Thank you so much for tuning in tonight. We appreciate you.
Okay, you're inspiring me. You're on fire, girlfriend.
Thank you so much. That's all God on fire to inspire with something he birthed. It wasn't me. You know, hallelujah. So thank you so much for joining us and sharing. Thank you again. Amen. Well, Minister Adesia, we praise God for you tonight. So, guys, don't forget, you can follow her on Facebook at Adesia Gaddy, and that's A-D-I-J-A Gaddy, G-A-D-D-Y, or Procure Your Ministries, or her website is www.procureyourministry.org. Woman of God, great things are here for you, not coming, they're here for you. So continue to walk in obedience. Continue to keep your head looking forward and looking up toward him, because there's nothing but greatness in your future. Amen.
Oh, I receive that.
Amen. Well, we look forward to coming back and visiting us again.
I sure will. I really enjoyed myself. I'm talking about, we had a Holy Ghost time.
Yes, ma'am, we did.
Really enjoyed myself.
Thank you so much for joining us out of Missouri and getting ready to get ready for your own show. And so we praise God for you tonight.
Amen.
Guys, I tell you, if you miss any of this interview, you want to go back to blogtalkradio.com/onfiretoinspire and look, click on the link that says your current situation is not your future. You don't want to miss one ounce of this, because there were some scriptures that the Lord placed in both of our hearts that we were confirming. He was confirming his word, and we shared them with you. There were some words that were released, and there were some declarations made, and all you got to do is receive it and continue to speak life over your life. Continue to intentionally see what thus says the Lord about your life. Hallelujah. You know, On Fire to Inspire was birthed as a result of God telling me I had to write the book On Fire to Inspire. And when he told me to do it, I said, but Lord, I'm a children's author. He said, how are you going to tell who you are when I knew you before you were formed? And so I'm telling you guys, come out of the box, because that's what he told me, come out of the box so you can show, come, so you can let him out of the box and let him show himself strong and mighty. So again, the book is available on ebook, audiobook, as well as paperback. And the audiobook, you actually have me doing the pieces with the music played by Third Heaven Sound. I'm telling you, it's so awesome. And then we have a book of prayers, affirmations, and declarations, all available on Amazon and Kindle. Those were things that God was birthing. He said, it's time to come out the comfort zone. And so for many of you, it's time to come out of that comfort zone. You've been complacent for too long, but there's somebody waiting on you to step up. You are holding someone else's future hostage because you won't walk in obedience. So you don't want that on your hands. You want, one of the things that made me say, okay, God, I hear you. God, there are too many lives tied into your obedience. So when the Lord told me there were lives tied into my obedience, I was like, I'm not going to tell you who I am any longer. I'm going to do what you say do. And as I go and I speak at different events and things of that nature, I've had people tell me, you spoke to my spirit. I've had people tell me I was suicidal before I met you. I've had people tell me, and I said, God, I thank you. I thank you that now I understand. I didn't understand it totally, but I chose to continue to walk in obedience. And I tell you, 2 years and 4.5 months later, I have been doing this show ever since December 9th, 2014. He said, do it. And I said, okay. I didn't understand it, but I did it. And there have been so many people blessed by people like Minister Gaddy, people blessed by the Holy Spirit just moving. And I just tell you, this is not my show. I'm just a vessel that he's chosen to use in this hour. This is all his show. And I just give God praise. We're here every Tuesday night at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Tell your family, tell your friends to tune in. Share the playback with someone, the recording, because they need to hear this. They need their spirit spoken to. They need to understand who they are, because they are triumphant. They are victorious. Again, I'm Aaliyah Butler, Miss On Fire to Inspire. I love you guys, and I'll talk next week.